Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing, the Healing Highway. Today is October 7th, 2013. It's a Monday, and we are live on bbsradio.com station 1. I can't believe it's October already. Does anybody else feel that way? It certainly seems to have gone very quickly from August into October. Anyway, we have Ron with us tonight, and we'll be doing a questions and answer show. So you can send questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can type them into the BBS Fast Chat. And if you want to bring up the picture of the light being, Ron can energize that with peace energy for everybody, for you and your space. So you can find that at creationlightship.com. which is Ron's website, or you can find it at our BBS Radio homepage, bbsradio.com/creationlightship. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and hopefully everybody, we do this every Monday, so hopefully you've already got the picture of the light being up. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and we'll bring in some peace energy for everybody.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Let's bring in some peace energy. And just see if it feels any different today, you know, because some of you, I have had emails saying, yeah, sometimes it feels stronger than others or weaker. I'm just kind of curious if that's the case, if you're feeling a change. So here we go. So the day here is kind of a weird day, I think. So we'll just see what happens. So here we go. So energizing the light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So I'll just see what the comments are on the fast chat, if it's stronger or weaker or the same. I'd just be kind of curious. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Ron. And yeah, please let us know on the fast chat what you have experienced with the light being energizing. And the other thing, too, is we just wrapped up a wonderful 2 days of healing. Saturday was Ron's monthly Ascension preparation call. And yesterday was the 8-hour healing call. The physical body rejuvenation intensive. So if you were on either of those calls and you had some changes, or you felt some, maybe some blockages leave you, or if you had any sort of experience with those at all, you can drop us a line at CLS Questions. We always like to hear testimonials. Ron also did a lot of the energetic pins release for most of the call. That's actually been going on now for, I think, like the past 2 months. So that Ron's been doing that type of healing. So if anybody has felt release from that, let us know. You can send something to Yahoo, or you, if it's short and you just want to type it into the fast chat, you can go ahead and type it in there. If you're looking for more information about these calls, you can find them at the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And if you're new and listening for the first time and you have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, that's probably a good thing. But you can try to, there's actually a lot of links for new listeners. You can try the Wikipedia questions and answers document. You can find those all on BBS Radio and also on the Creation Lightship homepage. So there's a Wikipedia, YouTube, and the questions and answers document, and there's a lot of information in there. And I find that even for regular listeners, it's sometimes nice to go back and look into that. So send us testimonials if you have them. Ron, I do have a lot of questions from listeners over in the Yahoo, so I'm going to go right into those if that's okay with you.
Yeah, let's just do that. Questions are very interesting sometimes, so love to answer questions from people.
Okay, great. So the first question is from someone who heard a radio show where the host was reminding them of the memories songs can bring back to you. And I guess this person was advocating listening to old music that brings back positive feelings. And I guess they're talking about emotions that get stirred up in the cells, memory, and the mental body. And they assume some ideal clearing would maybe help this, maybe the media clearing. But what about the cellular, mental, and harmonic frequency clearing? So I guess they're asking, would these clearings be good clearings to do to clear out memories associated with old songs or old music?
Boy, that's a very interesting question. The harmonic one would get rid of the odd harmonics that could be in the music that could be attached to your body. So what I'm hearing is being said is that you have a song that maybe you hear on the radio, or maybe all of a sudden, you know, it pops in your head, we'll say, and you start hearing this song. But either way, it would work. And so are the aliens using some odd harmonics within that music to trigger you? And so I would imagine that that clearing would do that. Let me do a sample of that. So everybody think of a song that you may even like or dislike, you know. Typically, you're probably going to like the song. And I'll do a clearing. So I need you to bring up, maybe like 10 words in the song or something. I'm trying to think how we could do this here. So just bring up one of the songs that you know about. And why don't you all go on, if you can, maybe minimize the BBS page if you're listening to it, and go on maybe to, iTunes or whatever you have, Google a song, and maybe go on to even YouTube and bring a song up. And, you know, one that you maybe like. And then what we'll do is I'll have you listen to the song for like 30 seconds of what you want to hear in it. Typically, it'd probably be at the beginning of the song. And do that now. And in a couple of minutes, what we'll do is we'll do a harmonic clearing on it, of what you listen to, so take note of where you are on it, and then play it over again, and we'll just see if the music sounds different to you. So everybody, that's your present test right now. So get on and get a song that you want to do, and we'll turn it over to Elizabeth. Maybe she can talk for the airtime here, and but we'll just say in 2 minutes from now, because it may take you a little bit to get that song, or maybe you have it on a CD player or something or whatever. But just pull it up and do it for 30 seconds. So kind of take note where it is. So back to you, Elizabeth. So I got eight after, but you know, on my computer on the time on it. So,
okay.
So a minute and a half. So we'll say at 10 after we'll start the clearing. So we'll let you know. So you can tap dance if you want for Elizabeth. Everybody for over a
you can break
here.
Dance for me.
Break dance, that's good, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's funny, Ron. It's funny that we're talking about this because there have been two songs that have been stuck in my head this past week, and they're really different. And I can't figure out why I've got them on, you know, repeat. So usually when I'm doing work or something, I'll have them on and, you know, they'll just keep coming on. And then I notice, like, I don't know if you guys have Pandora or, you know, iTunes Radio now. They have all these, I don't know how it works, but I guess there's, like, algorithms that pick the songs and you say you like one or two songs and it kind of plays what it thinks you'll like. So I notice with that, too, there's a lot of repeat songs that keep coming on that seems to favor. And you're kind of going like, gosh, this is a machine picking the music. I wonder what kind of program it's running. Why certain songs keep coming up if it really isn't an intelligent, sentient person. So it's interesting, like, maybe it actually is trying to get some message out there. I don't know. But it's... There are some that really do seem to come up with the more frequently than others, and then others that I want to hear that it never seems to play. So I don't know. Anybody has any comments on that, let us know in the fast chat. So, Ron, it's actually 10 after, so
hey,
I don't know if everybody's had a chance to at least listen to part of their song, but I don't. If you want to go ahead and do that sample.
Let's do the clearing now. So everybody, I'll clear it right now, and then I want you to play it over again, that what you listen to. So here we go. So I'm going to clear that energy. So we're going to do that. So one, two, three. It's a little different for me. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. It has attached to your mental body to do this here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody, play that song now. 30 seconds of it, and just see if it seems different to you. And we'll let you have listen to your song here. And we'll see what the comments are. You can send it to CLS Questions or, the fast chat here on BBS.
Okay, yeah.
So,
Elizabeth,
see what we get here. Maybe go to another question here.
Yeah, let's. Somebody said on the fast chat, "Super Freak" keeps being used. So I think that's Rick James. That's really funny. Wow, it never plays that one for me. But interesting. So if we think about these songs as messages, it's kind of really is super freaky. Okay, let's see what else we have here. There's a ton of questions. Someone's asking if you could talk a little about the all alien parallel life removal. They just bought it and they wonder what it could possibly do for them. They're wondering if they can do all six steps at once and change the timer from 15 minutes to the time all the steps take.
Yeah, you can give that a try, yeah. So the all parallel one is to connect all of your clearings. That's why it's all. So you can take any clearing that you have ever had and use that all clearing for it. That's what it's designed for. To get you into, other parallel lives and things. That's what it's designed for, I believe.
Okay.
It's quite an interesting one, because I had to figure out some way to integrate those energies of different lifetimes, maybe even timelines, etc., into the other clearings, because there's no way to really do that. So that's what it's about. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so there's actually a part two to this question, Ron, and the person goes on to say, in the clearing, it says, specify the whole lifetime clearing you had ordered and performed earlier. Now you can perform the parallel lifetime clearing for that whole lifetime clearing. So this person entered their infection body clearing. So they cleared their infection body, and they're wondering, can they do this clearing several times and enter other whole lifetime clearings they have ordered and performed?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, once you get that clearing, it's good and definitely, I think, for you. So whatever you want to put in there, I don't believe I put a time limit on that one. So once you get that clearing, just go in there and clean things out.
Okay, great. And that's the
vacuum cleaner.
Oh, wow. That's the alien all parallel lifetime removal clearing. That's great. That's, wow, what a great clearing. Especially if you have had a lot of alien problems in your life. Oh, no.
I have a question out there for the people listening. There's a person that I talked with earlier, and also other people could have the same situation. And this person has, I believe they live maybe like in an apartment complex, and there's somebody above them. And above them is this person that is very, I guess they have a child or something. And they continuously, it's kind of weird, but they if the person goes into, like, the kitchen, the child that might be, like, 3 years of age will go into the kitchen and start playing, bouncing a ball or something, or dropping things, moving furniture or whatever, you know, chairs. And then the person that called me may move into, say, their bedroom, and this kid goes in there and does the same thing. And this is, like, all through the night and all through the day, different times. Like, the kid never sleeps. It's like this kid is haunting this person. So we're looking at it and figured maybe the, dark side practitioner clearing would be a good one. Space clearing. Maybe even the kid's being used by somebody's, maybe they put a spell on them to do this here. So, if anybody has any suggestions, and the person only gets like a few hours of sleep a night because all of a sudden the kid's awake, and wherever she goes to lay down to go to sleep, like on a couch or a different room, sure enough, the kid's upstairs doing stuff. And the parents don't really care, apparently. So they're probably possessed also. So if anybody has an idea, and the person cannot move, they would definitely move, but they have, like, maybe a year left on their contract, so they can't move out of their location. And that's also true for the person probably above them. So maybe they kind of, you know, got into this place around the same time. So that's the problem. So, if anybody else has any suggestions, I guess maybe earplugs might be one simple physical solution, But anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's tough. I know it's hard when you don't have control over the people that are living around you, like in an apartment complex or a condo or something. It's very difficult, I think, because you don't know what everybody's stuff is and what kind of energy they're dealing with, and everyone kind of brings it unwillingly into the same space. So, yeah, let us know what you think. I'll think too, Ron, and see if I can come up with anything before the end of the show. So people have typed in some of the songs on Fast Chat that they have cleared, and one of them is I'm a Believer, Miss You by the Rolling Stones, and people are saying it sounds much fuller. Someone put in Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me, the song detached from me after clearing. And so someone also commented saying that the music for God Save the Queen was used for My Country, 'Tis of Thee, which I guess that is right. Interesting. Okay, so it seems like people are having kind of mixed reactions to the song clearing and the music clearing that you did. You know, I think there was another part of that question that I wanted to go back into. Let me see if I can find it again. Oh, that one we already answered. Sorry, Ron, just give me 1 second.
Okay, I'll bring in some peace energy again here for everybody. So here we go. Bring up the light bean again. And I could do the song again for you. So I'll do that again since you already know what song it is. And you've already heard it, twice. We'll do it the third time now and just see if it gets any better. So here we go. Putting some energy that way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, why don't you play that song again and just see how now you're reacting to it. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so thank you, Ron. That's great. And just wanted to remind everybody that all of the healings that Ron does on the show, on the radio shows, are samples. So if you are having a response to them or you get something out of them, you can always donate whatever you can through PayPal. And I like to take notes sometimes during the shows, because if you feel a specific reaction to a sample, chances are you might want to go back and investigate maybe doing a whole lifetime clearing. So if that's an important thing to do. Also, I notice a lot of people are sending questions, and it really helps if you want your question to be read live to put BBS Radio Monday and the date, so that way I know it's for tonight's show, because we do get a lot in that inbox. So yesterday, I have a testimonial from someone who said the 8-hour call was fantastic. They felt so wonderful afterwards. Not only were all those pins released, but at the same time, I was doing 6 windows of the robotic clearing. Today, during my yoga, I was able to lie my whole torso down on my legs. It has been decades since I was able to do that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, that's great. Thank you for writing.
Great, that's great.
So it seems like the pins are giving people a lot more physical freedom, which is very good. Okay, so there's another question here. It's kind of a long email, and this person wants to purchase the 8-hour body organ rejuvenation for their mother, who is in Kenya. And I might just forward this to you, Ron. They're just wondering if they can send you an email to let you know, or should they call into the show and give her name for the 8-hour?
Just an email is fine. That's all
okay.
That I need. So you
okay.
May send the email the day that you want to do that. The 8-hour calls start at 10 my time in the morning, so just send me an email maybe the night before, if you like, and give me your mother's name. And just put down that they're in Kenya, and then I'll get the email. I check my emails before I go on and get on the call, or just as I'm on the first few minutes or so, depends how many I have. And from there, just she'll be on the call automatically. So just do that. That's the easiest way to do it for her.
Okay.
Checking things out. Normally, I know when people are on instantly by when they do the PayPal, and the Life Beans are monitoring that continuously. So. But it is kind of nice to have a personal email sometimes from people. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks. We have a caller. Hi, you're live on the air with Ron. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Larry. Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Hello. Hi. Yes, I just wanted to thank Ron. I just had a mental body clearing, and I had a problem where something kept on causing me an anxiety about everything that happened in my past life. I'd have to think about this and that and the other, and I tried not to. I tried to stay in the light, but I kept on thinking about all these things that have happened in regard to conflicts, and it kept on keying to all these different things, this thing that came to me, and then Ron did the mental body clearing, and it stopped. Miraculously, it just stopped at that point. So I have to say thank you for that.
That's great, Larry. Yep, that's the way the clearings work. So, yeah, the mental body one is can help with that, with recycling
easily.
Stuff.
I'm glad that it has been stopped.
Yeah, that's great. Wonderful, Larry.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Larry. You sound really good. Okay, so I guess Larry's not there anymore. okay, so Ron, the person who wants to purchase the rejuvenation for their mother in Kenya actually has a couple of other things there to say. They say thank you for the amazing work that you and the Light Beings have done for them and their family. Their kid has pains every month. I guess they're associated with her menstruation, and she told her daughter to hold a bottle of water and purchased the $1 water activation. And I guess you can pick menstruation from the drop-down box, and I guess the daughter said it wouldn't work, but the parent told her to do just what she said. So she drank all the water after activation and told her mother the next day, you know what, I think that water worked because I don't have any pain at all. and she hasn't had any discomfort again. She uses the Light Being Healings and says it's a one-stop shop for any and all health concerns as well as financial. So that's great.
Yeah, wonderful. Very good, very good.
Okay, great. So thank you for thanks for writing, and it's very helpful. The water charging is great, and you can do that through the website too. You don't necessarily have to be on any of the calls. There is an option for that, and I'll put the link into the fast chat for everybody. Wow, I feel like we've got a lot going on here tonight. So people are asking what clearing helps the songs. So we had talked about the harmonic frequency clearings. I believe the original writer of that question actually suggested the cellular mental clearing, Ron, but I don't think we actually talked about that in clearing out a song. And then I guess the media clearing might be helpful to people for clearing out energies associated with songs. So, Ron, I don't know if you want to talk about the cellular mental clearing. Do you think that one would be helpful for clearing out connections?
Yeah, I think all of them could possibly do something with that. I don't know which one I would choose. The media one, maybe not so much, but it could. Boy. I don't know. The harmonic one may take away the odd harmonics of that song that you have in your memory. So that's why I was looking at that, although the other one still, you know, if it's in your cellular memory, it's still going to be there. I just don't know which one I would recommend, because they're both probably going to get it. Boy. I just don't know. You'd have to almost kind of, you know, weigh the two to see which one is better for you. Because I think they would both do it. I could do a sample. Boy, we already got rid of those odd harmonics during that part of the song. So if they repeated that, the same lyrics or the music, that should be completely neutralized for you. So getting the same song may not be, you know, a way for me to validate by doing that other clearing, because it may have already dealt with the issue on the song itself. So that's, boy, maybe on our next show we could do another song and I could try the other clearing and we can just see what happens there.
The cellular mental
clearing? Every song has their own intensity on it, you know, of what is odd harmonics in it. So, I don't know. It'd be a hard one to probably try to diagnose and judge and figure out which one is the best one. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, because I was thinking about that, and a song may or may not have odd harmonics in it. You just don't know. That's the thing. So I guess it all depends on the case by case, you know, what might help clear that energy from you. Okay. So I wonder if anybody else wants to type in on the fast chat what people are saying. They use harmonic for space and body, but all day clearing it. The harmonics clearing is very long, and wish you could shorten the time. but I guess there is like a specific length for the clearings, and that's for a reason, because I guess some of them are very difficult to clear. That energy is really ingrained. And I think I just heard a beep, Ron. Do we have a caller?
Yeah, it's Pauline, the one who actually sent that question in. So I wanted to, I guess, clarify, because it's so long that I'm typing, I should have given you much more on the email. But if it's okay, it's not about anything to do with yesterday's intensive, but I could, if Ron wants me to comment about that. But I just figured I'd call in to explain my I mean, that's a good answer that you gave, but there's all, I mean, I've used it for so many things, and Ron, I don't really know if people know what you can use it for, unless I'm making an assumption that, that harmonic clearing can just clear only music. I don't think it can. I think it does more than that. I've done I've used it for even when you, before you even put the nano clearing up, I sort of, like, until you had the nano clearing, I was doing that and trying to connect because you mentioned the aliens were behind it, and I remember that the harmonic had all, you know, the odd harmonics, that everything is odd harmonics on this planet. I mean, anything and everything. To me, it even it does what I would think the light infusion chamber is doing in a way, putting even harmonics in the body. It's, that's why I said that I used it for so many things in the past. That's why I'm just... You know, I don't know if I should share that, if it's right or not, Ron. And that's why I said, is it possible to make it faster? Because if somebody has to do that for one song, it's impossible that they're going to do it because it's at least 8 or 9 or something hours because it's like the Earth energetics and odd harmonics you got to take out, and then there's a planetary, then there's alien on planet, alien off planet. It's, and then you got to do the even harmonics put in and integrate it, and it's a whole, like, I don't know, 12-hour thing. I'm not even sure. And it's one by one, and I know that you think it's, you might need to do it. Some of us might and some of us can handle it because we've been with you for a long time, Ron. So, I don't know. Give us the option. I would hope that that would be a possibility. I don't know. Because we're individuals, I assume, doing these calls with you and the healing.
Yeah. That clearing is
throwing it out there. No, no pressure.
Yeah.
Not really. I requested it so many times, but I figured I might as well bring it up now, especially with all the ascension work that's going on. And, I don't know. There's just so much influence with that one that I feel that's a really good one to get rid of odd harmonics throughout the body as well as the space. And even, Ron, I used it when I was trying to clear my food or what comes in my body because I, you know, I can't use, sometimes can't go on the object page when I'm in a restaurant, so I guess I'll have to take out food and bring it home and clear it because it's impossible for me to do it in the spot, on the spot. I mean, I like that clearing for, I mean, I'm just using it in many ways, and I thought you said we should be creative, and so I just figured I'd share.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, it's great to tell people about that because they may not know what it's used for and how they can use it. Yeah, that clearing does so much because the alien stuff normally is odd harmonics. So, and everything here is basically in that pot of soup that we're in, you know.
Ron, would the odd harmonics have any effect on the getting the magnetic and twisted bodies like out of alignment? The 108 bodies, would that affect your 108 invisible bodies?
Not a whole lot. I don't think it. Very, very low percentage. Okay.
Okay.
Few percent, maybe at the most. So I don't think I would use that clearing for that one because I don't think it's going to be that effective on it, only because it's probably not, you're not dealing with an odd harmonic with those bodies.
All right, just curious.
Now, if they happen to stick a body on you, you know, or they gave you a cloned invisible energetic body, that would be odd harmonics. And, yeah, that could definitely probably do a lot. But that body shouldn't be with you anyway. But, you know, just another way of looking at it, because people do have robotic parts. So with robotic parts, then you could very possibly do the harmonic clearing, and that would make that part in you, if you knew what it was, maybe be more, you know, in alignment with your body energy. It may not bring it into true light, but it would maybe make it feel better for you. So your body part, let's just say that they replaced your finger. So you, and I've done this at workshops, and people would actually feel their finger being real versus being a robotic part. So that harmonic clearing could help probably with that, even doing the robotic part if you have to do a replacement to get it into a real part, then you could do that and then also maybe do the harmonic clearing afterwards. So back to you.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. I hope that helped. Okay, so yeah, it really is interesting, and that's why I like this show so much, because it really is the healing highway. And I think no matter where you're at in doing the clearings or where you're at personally, there's always something going on, you know. And the more clearings you do, usually the better you feel. And the more you life force energy have, the more spirit energy you have, the more connected you feel to your spirit. So definitely it gets tough, though, at times. So, I mean, it's kind of like driving, you know, what's going on that day. Are they doing construction and is the weather bad? It's not always going to be like a clear day, but hopefully the clearings can help move some of that traffic along for you guys. So, gosh, Ron, we have so many questions, and I'm probably not going to get to all of them. So I'll do my best. And there's another one here from a coworker. It's kind of interesting, kind of unrelated to the odd harmonics, but well, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see what you have to say. This person just resigned from work where their boss was behaving unethically. Now their coworker is being threatened with being laid off from the same supervisor because this coworker had stood up on this person's behalf and refused to join the unethical behavior. Is it okay to do a timeline crash for this?
Oh, yeah, by all means, yeah. Yeah, do timeline crashes on it, yeah.
Okay.
Get that person probably off the time. I'd get the boss off of the timeline of connecting to, you know, maybe the guy's on a timeline where he doesn't like people or something, you know, so I would definitely do that. I would do a timeline crash, probably for the boss, to get the boss off of what's going on.
Okay. So that sounds good. Thank you, Ron. And they're also wondering, could they do it in the institution's name? There are less than 40 persons employed there, and if not, whose name should they buy it in? So
they want to get it on the guy that's causing the problem.
Okay.
Always want to go to the situation. So you want to use that and then, you know, put the guy's name in, person's name in. And then from there, that maybe he's being mean or unruly or judgmental or something, whatever the issue is, okay? Because the issue you want to get rid of, that's what's hooking him onto the timeline. And, you know, that's how you want to do timeline crashes, whatever that issue is. Say if you have somebody that doesn't like you, then it would be, you know, the person not liking you. That's the issue. You could go deeper and figure out what it is, maybe, but, you know, he's on the timeline of not liking you and maybe other people on that timeline. So you want to just keep it very simple and just do that clearing. It'd be like, you know, your big toe hurts, so you put the thing in. Well, you don't say your foot hurts because it's not your foot. So you look at it, oh, my big toe is hurting. So now you go into the timeline of my big toe, you know, hurting and do that. And that should probably, you know, solve that situation, hopefully, you know, and just keep doing timeline crashes. You know, if it's something that you got laid off on, there's a lot of energy there. It sounds like at least maybe the two people or maybe even more who don't like the boss. So you may have to do 1,000 timeline crashes because it's a big issue. And then you may even want to get one possibly for the person that affected right now being the target. So that's another way of looking at it. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, thank you. That's actually great news. And I find that with timeline crashing, I think – and I don't know if everybody else feels this way, but it's best to crash the timelines that you're directly involved with. So if you have a direct relationship to this boss, I would definitely timeline crash that person's name. And it seems to work better that way if you are crashing something that is directly affecting you, having an impact on your life, or that you're directly involved with and experiencing experiencing trouble with, because it's your energy, and that's kind of what the lightship is connecting with, the source energy that's inside of you. So that would make sense to me. Okay, so I've got another question here, and someone is wondering if there is another way to increase life force energy besides moving the hands and repeating, "I now increase my life force energy." Thanks.
Yeah, you don't have to move your hands. That's just to show you that it's working. So after you do it a few times and you go, "Yep, this is working, I understand this," then you can just say it out loud and not move your hands. So, yeah, that's one way to do it.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. So that one is a great one to do. I think that's part of our the five things that we do. Like, there's the mind-to-heart drop, now increase my life force energy, command your body energy to shrink wrap, command entities to leave your energy field, and there's another one that we do that I can't remember right now. I don't know. It'll come to me. But yeah, those are things that you can do every day. And also be here in the now. That's a free clearing. And I find that often when your energy is not fully in your body, it's usually because you're not in the present moment and you're either in the past or the future. So that's helpful to get back into the present moment, because that's when you're in source energy in the light, when you're not thinking about all these other things. Okay, so here's kind of an interesting question, Ron. This person, it's actually about what the experience of being on the light ship. And actually, everybody, if you could just, we're wondering if how everybody found the activation of the light being at the opening of the show. So did you find it to be weak, strong? Let us know in the fast chat. If you could, that would be great. And, oh, before we move on to the next question, Ron, someone's asking on the fast chat, is there a limit to the be here now?
No. I guess the question would be, how long do I do that? As much as you want. So as often as you want to do that, that's fine.
Yeah, and I find it really depends on, like, how far out you are. I've done it on people in my family, and I have literally done it, like, 20 to 30 times in a row before I've even had a response, because they're just, they're so far out there on the emotional roller coaster that it takes quite a long time for them to come back. But they always do, and then they're kind of like, yeah, that feeling I had, it's gone now. And I'm like, okay.
Or maybe it's that, like the song, The Zombies, you know, She's Not There.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, we should clear that song.
Yeah.
That would be a good one, especially now it's October and everyone's doing all the zombie stuff. Oh, painful. Okay, so, sorry, we went off on a tangent there. But, yeah, there's no limit on the be here and the now, I guess. Ideally, you know, however much you need it to feel like you're in the moment. So, okay, the next question is about, this person would really like to be able to see when they are on the light ship. They've asked the light beings to heal them so they can, but not yet. What needs to be healed or cleared so that this will be possible? Open the pineal gland. Any online clearing to help for that?
Boy, that's a good one. Your spirit's in charge of that, so you need to connect with your spirit and maybe see what's going on. and maybe your body doesn't want to see. So that's a very the question's asked a lot. I don't have an answer, only because there's so many variables there, and I just don't know what to say. It would be nice to see in the light ship, though.
Yeah.
The other things, probably not, but to see in the light ship would be great. Just keep working on it.
Yeah, and I think, I think the light infusion chamber really helps with that too, Ron. So I guess if you're not in the New York area, you could do the picture thing where you send Ron the picture and he puts it in the light chamber during the New Life Expo, which we should mention is coming up. And that's a good one because then you're in the light chamber for like all day during the expo and it's wonderful. And I find that the connection to source is a lot stronger, you know, when you go see Ron in person or you go to the light chamber. And I think it doesn't matter though, Ron, right? I mean, as you're still getting the healings, it doesn't matter if you can see them. And I think just, you know, some people can and some people can't. So I guess everybody has their own learning curve. So that's correct though, right? It doesn't affect the level of your healing or your clearing.
No, not at all, no. I've had people that have never been anywhere with doing anything, and they've had results in the light chamber. That's quite interesting to watch. So
I guess just patience and...
Let's do a clearing here. Let's do a mind loop clearing. So this is a mind loop one. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So that was mind loop one. And I wonder if that would be effective for clearing the songs. I don't know. I can't seem to get off this topic tonight because it's been happening to me, too. So also, if you typed it in about the light being, how you felt the energy was at the beginning of the show, I didn't see anything on there, Ron, about that. So if everybody wants to let us know how they felt during the beginning of the show when Ron brought the peace energy into the light being image, that would be great. If you felt it was weak or strong, because that's definitely, we would like to know about that.
Kind of see how the day is affecting people, you know, being a Monday, and the timelines feel a little strange. Things are just energetically strange. Just wondering if you're feeling something going on. That's what I'm curious about, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wondering that, Ron, because I thought it was just me, and then I was text messaging with a friend, and she said the same thing. It was kind of a weird day. So I think Mondays are always a bit like that, though. Everyone's kind of like doesn't really want to go back to work, and it's kind of a weird energy today. We had a lot of weather stuff going on up here in the eastern U.S., a lot of tornado and thunderstorm warnings, and that's for that, if you're having weather issues, we haven't mentioned this in a while, but I know this time of the year seems like they're bringing in a lot of weird weather timelines, so you can always do that gray skies clearing, and that's in the sample healings, which we didn't really talk that much about, but Ron has a group of them, and they're all free healings. I think we mentioned the Be Here in the Now, and they're all on the left side of Ron's homepage. So the gray skies timeline craft is a great one to do for the weather, and also the satellite timeline crash and the Earth Protect timeline crash. and they just generally help everybody out and protect the earth. So definitely if you are having that issue with the weather, you want to get in there and do that. We did also just mention the New Life Expo, and that's coming up on the 25th through the 27th, 2013. That's at the Hotel New Yorker in New York City, and you can find more information about that on their website, newlifeexpo.com. And again, if you would like your photo to be put into the light chamber, you can email Ron and, I guess it would be whatever the rate is for the day, and you can get that. And it's a great way to get healing, especially if you're not in the area or you're not able to attend. So that's a very helpful package, and I think it's $100 for the day for the unlimited sessions. So that's a great thing that Ron offers, and that's 3 days in the light chamber, 3 continuous days. So that's great. Thank you, Ron. Okay, so we have another question here. So this person, they actually said that they made a mistake and they purchased a 7 generations clearing for their daughter for fear and realized that it was a single usage. They previously purchased an addiction 7 generation and a sleep deprivation 7 generations for their son and ran it many times. They weren't aware it was a single usage until now. What should they do about it? Please let me know. They definitely want to be in integrity with the whole program and are very grateful for all the healings that they receive and their family receives.
We'll just allow it to be, and that's it. So,
okay.
Just whatever happened, happened, and, that's it.
Okay,
so
thank you, Ron.
So let's do another clearing here. Let's do a clearing for, let's see here. I'm kind of getting a picture of maybe people driving or being out commuting, and somehow there's some kind of anxiety energy out there for that or something. So here we go. Let's kind of release that. Maybe I think it's a timeline kind of coming in and out, and, you're looking at something and something buzzes in front of you and you don't know what it is. It's not that you see it physically, but, it's kind of like something flopping around, kind of like, having like a garden hose, when you turn the water on full and it's moving up and down, back and forth, and, wherever it goes to, and you're trying to maybe dodge it or something, but you're doing this energetically. So let's do a clearing for that, for clarity. So here we go. To put stuff in your reality back into sequential order or an order that would allow these timelines to not crisscross over each other, causing new situations. So here we go. 1, 2. This is like an advanced timeline energy here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And let's try something here. Let's assume, we've done these clearings before where, like, you're in your body crooked. And I'll do this one here. What if you're on a timeline, and, normally on a timeline, you should be walking straight ahead or moving straight ahead on it, right? So you're seeing where you're going. What if you turn backwards on that timeline? You don't know where you're going. That would be kind of weird, wouldn't it? So let's turn you around so you're facing the right direction on the timeline. So here we go. So I'm going to turn you around so you're pointing in the right direction. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. So we just did something a little different here. We'll just see if anybody felt a shift. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, thanks, Ron. I felt a huge shift. It actually felt like the whole energy in my room shifted, and also I had a really huge back adjustment, like my back just kind of cracked when I moved. So people are having similar experiences on the fast chat. Some people couldn't connect to the light being. They're feeling spooked. They're definitely a strange day. Their roommate is going bonkers. Some people are saying they feel similar. They're having a disturbing day. And then other people are saying busy day for them. However, the energy feels strange in general. So interesting. And other people are saying today they had to work at staying awake, long day. Time crept by waiting for the day, I guess, to wrap up. So it seems like that clearing you just did, Ron, will help everybody out because I think everyone's kind of on the same page with the energy today. And I know for me, I was doing the mind to heart drop like a lot today because my mind just kept going off. So thanks, everybody, for commenting, and thanks for sending all your questions. I actually think, Ron, we are just about out of time, so I should mention that you can find out more about any of these clearings. Ron's information is all on creationlightship.com. Please check it out. And also New Life Expo, I think the links are in the fast chat for that, so hopefully if you're in New York City or in the tri-state area, you can get there. And we do the show Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, The Healing Highway on Station 1. There's also Ron's show is Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, and they're great. So hopefully you can join us for all those nights or whatever you can, and hopefully we will see everybody back here next week. So, Ron, I'll say goodnight, and I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, everybody, so hopefully you're doing better, and you're on the healing highway, so here we go. Blessings, everybody, and see you on our next either conference call on Tuesday or on BBS and BBS on Wednesday. So thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Bye, everybody.